Hello and welcome to the Poly Pocket Podcast, the UK flagship podcast of polyamorism, C&M, sex parties, and unintended consequences. That's appropriate, and if we sound a bit different, it's because nothing's gone to plan. The episode that we were... Sorry, let me go. I should go back a little bit. Hello, I'm Hunter. I'm your friend who is actually usually quite good at dealing with crises, but today, less well.
It's not a crisis.
Butcher's here. Butcher's eating a chocolate.
I'm eating some dark chocolate.
Okay.
That's how well it's going.
Is that your coping mechanism?
Not need to cope, it's just we've got a lot on.
Got a lot on. Busy people. Mm-hmm. We were meant to do an episode based on something that basically hasn't happened. And so our idea for this episode just hasn't got any content, basically. So... Actually, can I be blunt about what it was going to be? So, it was recently Butcher's birthday, and the idea was that Butcher would have a gangbang. And for lots of reasons, that didn't happen. So basically, the idea for this entire episode fell apart. Mm-hmm. And then last night, we went to record an episode, which was meant to be. We started talking about how things don't work out.
Sometimes.
And that episode didn't record properly, because we got interrupted by... child one coming down in the middle, and it kind of wipes out the entire recording. So we have to do a quickie. Sorry, folks. It's quick and dirty.
Quick and dirty. Oh, you stole my line. I think she's about to come downstairs again.
You reckon? Timing. So what we're going to do is apologise and then move on. So, because we can.
Sorry for infringing your boundaries.
Indeed. We are just going to do a quick walkthrough of this week's polyfiller, and then we're going to bugger off. And we'll come back next week strong, because we've got a... Well, the next episode of this is episode 100, and we've got plans.
Yeah.
And things to do, but, you know, hopefully that one actually records properly.
And also...
Yeah?
We have got your parents turning up in...
A matter of hours from now, so we're running out of time to do this justice, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
So, apologies, listen to this, it's quick, it's...
Dirty.
It's dirty, much like Butcher. So yes, here we go. So, this week in Polyfiller, last Wednesday, Lady V came to visit, sensibly for dinner and a catch-up with both of us.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice to see her, we had a lovely conversation. As always, it's never enough time to get all the conversations out of the way, is it?
No, and her and I didn't get as much of a chance to catch up as we would have liked. However, there was a moment that we got to spend on our own, because I booked to go for a swim, and then I realised after you two arranging for her to get an Uber, I was like, the swimming pool's 2 minutes from the train station, I'll just come get you. And I said, text me when you get here, and literally the minute I got out of the pool, she's like, I'm here, I'm like... Oh, I'm going to be chlorinated.
Fair.
Yep. So I drove her back to ours.
And then you took the girls out for, about an hour and a half?
Yeah.
And Lady V and I had some time to catch up, just the two of us, which was lovely. A little frantic, but fun. necessitated by circumstance. This entire week, the past, 8 days has been high-speed chaos, it has to be said.
We got to relax a bit on my birthday.
We did.
We'll come to that.
Yeah, we will. So it was Wednesday. So, yeah, a bit of shenanigans, bit of dinner, a lot of chat. Nice to catch up.
She's just so on our level. And funnily enough, I was talking about this with somebody earlier, is that other than the very obvious things that people do wrong in life, you know, that means that they're probably not a good or a nice person. Most people, most of the time, are just trying to find their way. And a lot of the time for people to click or connect, it's just finding other people that do things in a way that work with your way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you get on.
Yeah. I was seeing it's one of those... Instagram things, and it was just like, best friends when you're young is weird. It's like you just sit next to someone in class and go, I like you, let's be friends. And then 30 years later you're still friends, and it's like, this makes no sense. One of my best friends
That literally happened.
That literally happened is I started off doing my A-level in psychology. And after about a week of it, I realised that's not for me. So I changed to physics.
Weird, actually. What? I think psychology would have been for you.
I wanted to do it, but my teacher was my auntie, and I didn't want that, because that was... I just couldn't take it very seriously, basically. So yeah, I'm changed to physics, because I enjoyed science, and then I sat next to my mate, and by accident. And then, funny enough, about 2 weeks later, we realised that our sisters were both friends. But we didn't know that straight away. So all very, very circumstantial. And we're still friends now, literally 30 years later.
Yeah.
As of this, probably this September, which is very weird. So anyway, that was... But yeah, Lady Feeders make life very easy. And in a, we've obviously, as you can imagine, got a three-way WhatsApp group. And there was an honest-to-God conversation when you two were discussing whether you loved each other more than either of you loved me. Which is hilarious under the circumstances. So, yeah, I felt my ego was... I was loving it. It was great. I felt so good after that. Thank you.
There was quite a few pegs taken down, wasn't there?
It was. God. Who thinks you get into this? You know, people think you get into this for sex, and actually what you get into is for the humility. So thanks for that. It's educational.
Darien.
Yeah, the number of French comments has gone down, hasn't it? For now. So that was Wednesday, and then Friday was our wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
And how did we spend our wedding anniversary together?
We didn't.
No, we didn't. What did you do?
I got...
Smashed in a pub on your own. No.
I got... No, I didn't. I went for a 17-mile run on my own.
On your own, yeah.
On my own.
It was... In theory, started off as theoretically being a gangbang and ended up being a 17-mile run on your own.
No, that was my birthday. Yeah, I wasn't planning a gangbang on our wedding anniversary. That would just be weird.
Yeah, context is king.
Day after. Fair
yeah,
game.
Absolutely fine. Yeah, I'm done with you now. It's been an extra 24 hours. How was your room?
It was beautiful. Very muddy. And you dropped me a voice note.
I just dropped you.
When I was about 7 miles in, I was stopping at a cafe in quite a famous town and getting myself some water and going for a pit stop. And you sent me a voice note to say how horny you were.
Mm-hmm.
And I text you back to say, well, I'm wet and not in a good way. And I'd basically at mile four had to run through the most humongous part of the river. It wasn't even a puddle. It was just so flooded. And I was like, well, shit, I can't really turn back. So I didn't go over it. I didn't go under it. I went through it.
So it was the Friday night. We went away for your birthday. The family did.
And and anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went to an Airbnb somewhere else in the country. Had a hot tub. That was cool. It had you just think like hot tub, anniversary, birthday, definitely having sex. No, it was really nice, but it was full of chemicals and there was no way I was getting anywhere near you, was there?
The poor kids were like, my eyes, my tongue, even though they had goggles on, my eyes, my tongue, my lips. And I was like, my fanny. They were like, mine too.
All the stingy fannies.
So yes, we agreed not to have sex in the hot tub. We just took some very sexy photos.
That was pretty cool.
Not with the kids in there. Jesus.
Yeah. I also think we carefully removed all the Barbie dolls and mermaids as well, because that would have definitely changed the vibe. Definitely.
I don't know.
No, don't. No.
Okay.
Your kinks are getting out of hand.
Oh my God, I had a hilarious meeting yesterday where... What did I say? Oh, I was... They were asking to nominate somebody for to share their screen.
No.
And I wouldn't put my hand up for it.
Why not?
And my colleague asked if it's because I had so many tabs open. And I said, well, no, actually, I've only got about... 12 open on this particular workspace, but I have two other workspaces. And he was like, oh, Oh, don't talk dirty to me. Don't talk dirty to me. Talk about workspaces. Oh, what? Oh, that's just my kink. And just, on the team meeting, I just went, well, you and I have very different kinks.
Yeah. That's just a weird conversation. We don't need to go into that one.
I won't even start going down the line of how my poor colleague then didn't realise that her boyfriend, who she's moved out to see, walked into the background of her team school in his pants.
That's inconvenient.
He noticed, he realised, she didn't. So when I mentioned it to my colleague in the evening, she was mortified.
Brilliant.
Oh, dear.
Could be worse. There's a story that went around the internet about a week ago of a woman who...
Oh, had a shower during a funeral.
Yeah. So there's a light... There was a light... Sorry, folks. This is, I'm just...
Tangent.
Very tangent, always. But basically, this is just... Let's call this a public safety announcement, which is if you're on a call... Make sure you know if your video is on or not, regardless of context. The context in this case is a live stream into someone's funeral. And a woman has dialed in with the intention of going to the wake after the funeral. Has set the camera up, sorry, set her phone up so she can watch and hear. Does not realise her camera is on. She's set up in such a way that it's pointing at the shower that she goes into where she shaves her pubes. And everyone in the funeral is watching her do this. And she doesn't know. And then she turns up at the wake later on and then finds out that everyone's seen her shaving her muff.
Don't say, call it the real word.
Sorry, shaving her pubes, her pubic hairs.
Thank you.
Right. What's wrong with muff?
We use the proper terminology.
Very good. Okay, well, I've been educated there.
I know Fanny is also not the technically...
No,
see,
you're just like contradicting yourself there. Anyway, she was mortified and had to leave in tears.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either. But, you know, just be careful, folks. Right, anyway, so that was...
Anyway, so hot tub.
Hot tub, anniversary, birthday.
Got to watch a police helicopter going round whilst we're in the hot tub as well. And probably there was some rural crime going down.
Probs.
Yep.
Anyway, that's not the exciting bit. So that was our weekend. It was lovely. Some good high-quality family time.
And I got to open my presents the next day when we came home as well.
Yeah.
And I had some lovely presents from lots of different people, including...
me, the kids.
Including you and the kids.
Yeah,
yes.
Your dad.
New football boots.
Yeah.
My dad got me a sparkly candle.
Yeah, which you definitely wanted that all along, didn't you?
Yes. Football friends contributed money towards the... tattoo that I'm getting done in a couple of weeks, and you got me new football boots and Sabutio, and
I went full retro and got a Sabutio.
Ladies
Sabutio, yeah. Which are the kids then immediately took off you and started playing with.
Indeed. And some sort of gratitude cards and a book on daily polyamory reflections. And my gorgeous meta, Lady V, got me a voucher, sort of like a specially crafted voucher saying that she's taking me out for dinner at some point.
I love this. I get to look after the kids. My wife and my girlfriend go for dinner.
Yep.
I'm down for it. It's not even weird, but it feels a bit weird, but in a nice way. Yeah, cool. So it's birthday weekend. And then this week... Lady V and I are making plans for the future. Mm-hmm. You...
I'm just taking stock.
Okay.
And just reassessing what I need right at this moment in time.
I think given the imminent arrival of my parents, what you need right now, what we all need right now, is to end this incredibly or record shortest version of this podcast.
Yep.
So we can go and clean things, pack things, hide all the sex toys, and...
prepare for the royal visit, basically.
Yeah. And if there's any chance we can squeeze sex into the next, like, 20 minutes, that'd be great, but...
Okay. Well, you also need to go and buy some dishwasher tablets.
This is rock and roll content.
Mm. Well, we wanted to normalise polyamory.
So there you go. It's sex and dishwasher tablets, folks. Thanks for listening. Sorry about the cock up. We'll do better. Enjoy this. have half an hour back in your day.
That's such a corporate term.
It is, yeah. But you know, if you're planning on using this for a long journey or a podcast, I'm sorry, you'll need to pull over and change podcast. I have other ones to recommend.
And also, next week is, as you've mentioned, our 100th episode, where we're looking to kind of do a high level summary of a lot of the key topics, themes, discussion points of the last 100 episodes. And therefore, if there's anybody that's new to this and you're recommending the podcast, it might just be worth them starting there.
Yeah, definitely. But also, if there's anything you want us to cover off, drop us a note, hunter@polypocketpodcast.com or butcher@polypocketpodcast.com or polypocket show on Instagram. If you have any ideas, any feedback, anything you think we should cover off, we would always love to hear from you. But yes, in the meantime,
keep us and your protection in your pocket.
Drive safely.